Creekside with Don and Jan. Welcome to Creekside with Don and Jan. If you care to live in harmony with nature and the land, and you wish to live more peacefully with all your fellow man, if self-reliant living is a big part of your plan, if you like to talk some politics with those who really can, this is the time, this is the place, Creekside with Don and Jan. Sit right down and make some space, Creekside with Don and Jan. Let's get started right away, Creekside with Don and Jan. No more singing, no delay, Creekside with Don and Jan.
Well, hey there, and welcome to another episode, the 201st episode of Creekside with Don and Jan, for the 12th month of the year and the fourth day. So, it's almost the end of fall. Hi, Jan, how are you?
Hi, Don, I'm fine. And welcome, folks, to Creekside with Don and Jan. As we say, it's the official podcast of the Owl Creek Gazette.
Yeah, it is, indeed. And, gosh, we've had a fun week since our little 200th episode last weekend. We got the magazine out, and we've been delivering like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
We've got it printed and got it delivered, and
more deliveries. More in delivery the works, imminent. But yeah, we've got a bunch of them out there, and it's been fun to see.
Yeah.
And this time of year, when we go out to explore as we deliver the magazines, we get to explore all the towns that have Christmas lights up already, and it's just really fun to see.
Last night we were in Carlisle, mm-hmm. and went through their Christmas display that they have there by mm-hmm. the baseball park,
mm-hmm.
and it was a cool display. They
yeah.
had a lot of work went into that.
We took some pictures and put them up on Facebook, of course. So mm-hmm. anyway, we have a guest today.
Yay!
And we say today because we're recording early because our guest, Roxanne Bear, will be gone during the official recording time of Creekside with Don and Jan.
Where are you going?
I am going to St. Louis to a concert at Scott Trade Center. I'm going to go see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Cool.
That's an awesome show. I went back in 2010 to the show. And that it's such an exciting show. I mean, because they do the pyrotechnics. They do it's classic music done with a hard rock twist a lot of times. People may not recognize the name, but if you hear Christmas music anywhere in this country, you've heard their songs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you just when you hear it, you catch it on the radio or whatever, you just sit up and take notice right off the bat.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And it's a fantastic show, so I'm real excited.
Cool.
Going to go to the 3 o'clock show.
And they're there for a period of time, or is it
they're
just,
only
just
there
today?
Only? Oh, my. They do two performances in St. Louis. They do a 3 o'clock and a 7:30 show.
Oh, wow.
And then they're off to another city.
Those Trans-Siberians.
Mm-hmm. Well, right. We've been talking about how music is so can have such a positive effect, and everybody knows that just from the songs they enjoy and like. But we had Stacey Rhodes on, who is a music therapist, and she was saying how it can affect us so positively. And I know that you have been posting a lot of music on Facebook.
Yeah.
And my brother Jeff does the same thing. And I think it is like to start your day, to end your day. There's different kinds of music that does that same kind of thing.
Right. I mean, I just love all kinds of different music anyway. I have a few limits that I don't really listen to, but we won't go there. One of the cool things about the Trans-Siberian show is usually it's almost like an opera type of thing, too, because they tell a story, mm-hmm. you know, involved. I think this one is called Lost Christmas Eve or something like that. But I have a couple of their albums, and it kind of goes through a story. A little girl leaves, or a young woman leaves home, and then she wants to come back home, doesn't know if she's welcome. So there's always kind of a story behind it. So I'm hoping there's a story with this one, too. I mean, I'm assuming there will be, because there always is.
Mm-hmm. Sure. That's the traditional way they perform.
Yes.
Neat.
That's so fun. You two have also been brewing up. Brewing up a big activity for the 10th of December.
Right. Mm-hmm. We have our holiday tea by two tea party that
That's
Roxanne
right.
and I are. Well, you're in on this too, Don, in the sense that Terramata Botanicals and Massage and Owl Creek Gazette.
I drive the car.
That's what we, yeah. Don drives the car, I drive the journey. But it gets us there, so it works. But anyway, if you, Roxanne, want to tell people a little bit how we got started with not only the Tea Party, of course, because that's an evolution that came from the teas we've been brewing.
Yeah,
up.
Well, you approached me, what, last January? Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, I got an idea. How about if we collaborate on a monthly tea? It's like, sure, why not? And I mean, I'm always game. Uh-huh. You know, it's like, whatever. So you know, we decided we would have, you know, each month the magazine has a theme, mm-hmm. usually. So you would find, you know, what the theme is and try to find a quote. And then I would design the tea around the theme and the quote.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's been a couple times I told you the tea is going to be this. You got to fit around the tea.
You find the quote that matches
this. You find
this.
The quote that matches right. the tea. But most of the time, it's the other way around. Mm-hmm. And it's been a lot of fun taking different ingredients and making them exclusive mm-hmm. and different. They're each one's a little bit different. Some are good cold, some are good hot, some are good both ways. Mm-hmm. And we fit that according to the time of year too. So we came up, we had one every month, plus then we had an extra one to commemorate the car show in Greenville in mm-hmm. June. So we ended up with 13 teas during the year.
And like we said, that makes a baker's
That's
dozen.
That's a baker's dozen. And so then you approached me, hey, how about if we have a tea party? Sure, why not?
Hey, how about it at your place?
And we'll have it at your place, which is fine. I have plenty of room. So we're going to have a tea party from 10 till 2 mm-hmm. on December 10th, Saturday. It's coming up. And it's come and go. You don't have to stay the whole time. And we're going to have teas from just that line for people to sample. And I'm assuming we will have some sort of cookies or something mm-hmm. to nosh
well,
on.
Well, I'd hope.
Yeah.
Some festive holiday treat.
Yeah, something, some festive holiday treat.
That goes well with the teas.
I'm tempted to say something here, and I won't. Flashbacks of Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm. What can I say? And then we...
And Alec Baldwin.
And Alec Baldwin, exactly. So we'll have teas that people can taste, and then we're going to offer a basket of the 12 teas plus the bonus one for mm-hmm. the baker's dozen, and people can buy the whole basket of tea and get the whole year, sort of a anthology of tea.
Exactly. I love that.
And then we've decided we're going to continue this with the next year, so mm-hmm. I'm excited to see how that
24 teas plus the exciting special summer tea.
Yeah, well, I don't know if we'll do a summer tea this year, but you know, we'll see.
You never know.
Yeah.
But
here's what we should do, a special since Bond County is celebrating its 200th
Ooh,
year.
A bicentennial.
A bicentennial tea.
A bicentennial box.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I have baskets, and I'll be packaging up teas just for that, and it'll be 13 ounces of tea, and we've decided that the price on that will be $49.95 mm-hmm. plus tax, and if it needs to be shipped, then it'll be plus shipping as well.
And the cute little basket.
And the cute little basket to go along with it.
It is a baker's dozen basket.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't believe I just said cute, but okay, I did.
Stick with us, Don. You'll keep
what,
saying
What are
cute.
The names of the teas?
Well, this has really been fun. And like you say, and Roxanne, when we came up with a quote, then we had to come up with a name that matched right. and it all blended
I
together.
I did that on cue, by the
and
way.
That, and that sometimes was, you know, it's kind of like I come up with some names mm-hmm. and you come up with some names and we'd hash them about and then toss them at Don's like, what do you think, Don? You know.
Get the man's point of view in here.
I know there's one we had a few debates on.
We did. We'll touch on that. Let me give the names of the teas for people who are, you know, not familiar with it or have picked up one or two, because I know there's people that have come into your shop and picked up
I have
a
few customers that they come back every month just to get that month's tea.
I think that's really neat, too. Yeah. And we've got to get some quotes. I think they did give you a couple quotes we need to include in the magazine to let people know that that it's kind of fun. It's like anything.
It's gaining in popularity.
It is.
Look out. So anyway, in January, we had resolutions, which makes perfect sense as everyone considers how they wanted New Year's resolutions. February, Roots of Goodness. March was Spring Greens. April was Rites of Spring. May was A Mother's Love. June was Papa Was a Rolling Stone. We got a kick out of that. That was a Mick Jagger.
That was our debatable one because mm-hmm. the song isn't all that memorable. Complimentary of fathers.
Right.
You know, because we did it sort of, June is Father's Day. But the title is just too cool.
It was.
How do you not use the title? Just ignore the song and go with the title.
That's right.
Well, and now, you know, Mick Jagger and his buddy there, Keith Richards. Mm-hmm. They're turning 73 this year.
I know.
We saw them on Sunday morning.
Oh, man.
Just everyone, this long pause. I mean, you, no matter if you like the guys or not, no matter if you like their music or not, they're still performing at 73. Exactly. I mean, wow.
It's formaldehyde for both of them. That's all I can say.
Or something else. Or something. Something's working.
Something stronger than formaldehyde.
And then we had July was Revolution, which makes sense, too, the month of July. And you think
it's
about
a fiery hot tea.
Is it a fiery hot tea?
No, I don't know. Gunpowder is fiery hot.
That's true. Yeah. August was full moon, and that was in honor of the actual, there was a full moon on the 18th, I think, of yes. August. And September, summer's end. October, the suffragettes, herb tea. And we paid homage to the suffragette and the suffragette movement in the magazine. November was hearth and home. And that's the one I think that you knew what teas you wanted to put together to blend right. that. And we came up with the title and the
right.
and the quote kind of after that because yes. you wanted it to be earthy.
Yeah, the
and
full moon one was one I wanted because it was also my open house.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And it was on the full moon. And so I was like, okay, so mm-hmm. having the open house because I graduated from massage school and mm-hmm. we had a little party. And so that's how that came about. And
it was a celebratory tea.
It was a celebratory mm-hmm. tea.
And then the hearth and home, we sat down the other night and drank that with you. And that smoky flavor was really good. I mm-hmm. won't say it's more of a manly tea, but and it's not even heavier. It just had something about it that with that smoky sense that you could taste and smell. And it,
right.
it was
and that's one you really have to drink it hot. It
yes.
is not yeah. good cold.
Right.
It would complement barbecue, no doubt
oh,
about
absolutely.
That.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, that'd be
it
good.
Would.
It yeah. would. And then December for this month is Seasons of Wonder. And that's a good tea, too. In fact, we've got it sitting here on the table, and I keep reaching over and smelling the bag.
Yeah.
It smells so good. So that's the combination. And then, like you said, our Baker's Dozen with the Graffiti Car Show was yeah. good. I think that one was good, hot or cold. Of course, a lot of them are, come to think
yeah,
about it.
Yeah, most of them are good, hot and cold. Mm-hmm. The one that was, I think it was April's. It was actually, I don't remember the name of it right off the top of my head. But it
Rites
was
of Spring.
Yeah, and it was mm-hmm. basically a ginger peach tea.
Oh, yes.
And hot, you really taste the ginger, but then if you ice it, the peach really blooms, mm-hmm. which is really kind of fun because, mm-hmm. you know, different flavors will bloom depending on the temperature.
Mm-hmm. I've got a thing that I do when I go get coffee at Adam Brothers Music and Coffee House. I ask them to give me some of each of their daily brews in my cup.
So you create your own blend, huh, Don?
So Matt down there said that I was getting a suicide. Do you think that we should create a suicide tea?
Oh, I don't know.
Would that work?
I don't know.
Let's try it.
Doesn't sound very...
Maybe we'll try it at the tea party.
Maybe we will.
We'll take a little sip from everything.
A little sip of everything.
And maybe. We'll let you try that first, Don.
I'll
find an eyedropper and
we'll do that.
Yeah. Although I won't probably make all 12 teas. Thinking it'll probably be 4 or 6 teas. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we might keep a pot of water boiling just in case someone's really anxious to try a tea.
Yeah, if they want to try one mm-hmm. that I don't... My plan, if it doesn't get ruined by shipping, is to have 4 or 6 teapots already with a little bits of tea made up. And then we will have loose tea and tea balls, you know, mm-hmm. where people, if somebody's like, well, I really want to taste this other one. Mm-hmm. We'll be able to accommodate that.
Well, porcelain pots, right? I mean, they keep the tea fairly warm anyway, right?
Well, what I ordered are little glass teapots, and they have a little warmer in the bottom. You put a tea light in, and then it just keeps that. It's probably like a 2-cup teapot. And I ordered them last week, so we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
And with the glass, you can see the tea, the different colors,
the
and that's neat.
And that's a whole experience because mm-hmm. I never knew that, for example, back whenever we were selling Celestial Seasonings tea, mm-hmm. I didn't know that the hibiscus tea was red. And I was blown away by that. I've never had red tea before.
Well, it is pretty.
Yeah.
It really is. Right. And then
it's another sensation, mm-hmm. you know, because you have 5 senses.
Mm-hmm. And if the clear glass ones come in, which I'm really hoping they do, you'll be able to see the ones that have the more pinkish hue. And then there's one that's almost yellow. And then mm-hmm. there's the dark brown one. So, you know.
Remember how shocked you were when you saw Mountain Dew for the first time?
Yeah. When I was a little girl, I used to have Mountain Dew. And I just had it in a bottle and just figured it was like 7-Up. and someone poured it out of a bottle one time, and I'd been drinking it, and I was horrified that it was yellow.
And not just yellow, but almost neon yellow.
That's right. I was like, oh, my goodness. That's been going into me all this time.
Yes, and it's coming out of you, the roughly untouched.
The same color.
Almost, yes.
Yeah, and I haven't had Mountain Dew in, what, 50 years?
There you go.
I hate that I can say that and know that I was 12 almost. That's scary when you see things. And I can remember, speaking of age, when you'd look in a newspaper and you'd say someone's, you'd see these people that have been graduated for 30 years or whatever. You'd think, oh my goodness, they're so old. Well, we've come and gone from that.
Yes,
I read somewhere that old is 20 years older than you.
There you go. I like that.
So, yeah.
And young is?
Probably about 20 years younger than you. I don't know. I just know what old is. Old is 20 years older than you.
I know I've still got 18-year-old thoughts stuck around in my head.
We're just going to leave those there, too. I do remember when we first moved to Greenville, and I'd take walks with the kids, and we'd walk, you know, at the college because it was great grounds to walk around and on. And I would think, well, I'm not too much older than these kids in college. And then one day it became very apparent that I was a lot older than the kids, and they were kids and I was not.
Yeah.
But there is that time when you still really do think of yourself as a certain age. And I think, speaking of music is a good way to hold on to those feelings too. We're talking about, you know, I hear Neil Young and I'm Always 16 and It's Always Summer. So music can do that and bring us right back too.
Right.
Well, you know, we were riding around in San Diego in this little three-wheeled motorcycle, the two of us, and we're stopped at a stop sign, and a guy pulls up beside us in this Moto Guzzi. I mean, he's driving a classic, actually it was a BMW, but he's driving this classic BMW, horizontally opposed engine, and I go, and he goes, we all three cackle like kids. But that's just fun.
Fun is good.
Fun
I
is
think
good.
We all need more of that, especially coming off the political season. And I know I've seen a lot of people say that they're just not on Facebook anymore because they can't take it all. And we're obviously still on Facebook, all of us, but there's so much good on Facebook, too.
Right.
And I know posting music, posting jokes, posting pictures of our pets, all those things are fun, and we need fun. We forget that sometime. We get so knee-deep in the muck and mire of life.
I was reading, and I didn't get to finish it, but I was reading a blog post by, I don't know, somebody, about the Christmas season and how people's attitude seems to improve during the Christmas season all over the world. I mean, you know, it's not just Christmas, but there are holidays in all different cultures and religions in this time of year celebrating either the winter solstice in the northern hemisphere or the, you know, the opposite in the southern hemisphere.
Yeah, it's summertime down yonder.
You know, it's summertime down yonder. And it was a sort of investigation or a discussion about why. You know, and I think a lot of it is because, you know, the decorations, the music, just the whole idea. And you get away from the stress and the debates and the conflicts, and you start thinking more positive. And then you get this whole groupthink attitude where things do get a little bit nicer around the holidays. Not to say that they don't get stressful because, you know, some families don't get along or whatever. But in general, people seem to be better.
Well, just yesterday when we were out delivering the magazine, and we stopped in a couple of stores that, and of course, if you hear a meow, P2 has joined us.
P2 decided to put in her 2 cents worth.
P2, our little kitty cat, likes Roxanne, and she hasn't seen her in a while, so she's got to say hello. But we were just stopping in a couple of places that we deliver the magazine and places that we just wanted to shop a bit. And it is nice. People will say, you know, have a nice Christmas. People spend a moment, they take the extra moment to go the extra mile and say, you know, we're thinking of you. Have a good holiday. Or there's cookies and punch out, different places, and the whole environment is more festive.
So I was watching Christmas Carol, the Reginald Owen one, the other night, and the Ghost of Christmas Present in this particular rendition, he has this horn of plenty, and it's filled with Christmas cheer. And so they would see people on the street, and they would be bumping to each other and ready to get in a fist fight over, well, you hit me. It was like, whatever. But then he would shake his horn at them and sprinkle the Christmas spirit on them. Oh, so neat. Everybody was happy and wishing each other Merry Christmas. So maybe that's going on, too.
Yeah, maybe so.
And I bawled like a baby last night watching
It's a Wonderful Life.
It was on last night on channel.
We just clicking through and stumbled onto it. And, you know, it's silly because we have the DVD.
Oh, yeah.
And we probably can get it on Netflix and
But there's something about catching it on it TV, isn't it?
Absolutely, it is. Yeah. And we caught it. We got into it a little bit late, but Uncle Billy had not yet lost the money. So, you know, it was the lead up to that.
All right.
And
yeah, we know the story so well. You can, you know, anytime. Yeah,
you can fill in the blanks.
You can.
Yeah, you can always fill in the blanks. And Georgia just found out that they were going to have their first baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we did the same thing with Polar Express the other night. Tuned in halfway through, and that's just a great.
And you know,
movie
I've
too.
Never watched that.
Oh my goodness!
I have not. I've got A Christmas Story recorded to watch, not A Christmas Story, Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation. That's classic.
That's the one where you sit and you say the wonderful lines with them.
Yeah.
But it's not going in our house, Randy. It's not going in our yard, Randy. It's going in the house. And it's like, how are we going to get this tree in the yard?
Well, and Polar Express is, besides the story being wonderful, the animation is so amazing and the colors.
I've seen bits and pieces of it. I've just never watched it.
Yeah,
all the way through.
It's bright and clear and
right,
incredible. Yes. And Tom Hanks as the voice of the conductor, you know, is drawn like Tom Hanks,
right.
And it's incredible. And you can tell that some of the children are drawn as if they were their adult voices,
mm-hmm.
which makes it really cool too. So
I'll have to catch that.
You got to.
So anyway, we want to talk a little bit about your massage
because
that's kind of picked up in business since you mentioned that we had the celebration that you'd graduated from massage school.
Yeah, it has. It's kind of cool. I've kind of accidentally become the massage therapist for massage therapists here in Greenville. You know, it's like, well, right now my schedule's light enough, they can get into me, but nobody can get into them. So, it's picked up. I've got some regular clients that are, you know, scheduling every 4 weeks or so. And, you know, people are still able to call and get in within a day or two.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not so booked up at this point where they have to plan a month in advance. But I have had a few days where they wouldn't have got in that particular day if they wanted to.
Yeah. I know
that reminds me. I need to get back and see you.
Yeah.
My own issues. My poor little arm is
needing to
desperate.
Be pushed on again. My magic fingers digging into the space between the ulna and the radius.
That's
the one. I think we were, a bunch of us were at Terra Mater talking to you, and I think we'd all just had massages, and every one of us had enough that we could feel it the day after.
Right.
We were still in the ouch mode,
yes.
Which eventually becomes now I feel better mode.
Right.
But it was just funny because everybody there was going, man, I didn't know I had muscles there that I hadn't used.
That happens. It's a very common thing for somebody to tell me, oh, well, you know, my shoulders are really sore. Fine, that's good. We'll focus on that. I said, you know, do you want a full body? Oh, absolutely. Want the full body. Just focus on this and then hit everything else. And then I get to their legs and it's like, oh, my goodness, I didn't know my legs hurt so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Dig in. Okay. Yeah, we'll do it.
Yeah.
Well, and I think in the November issue, you ran an ad that lists your services and your prices and that kind of thing, too.
I did
too,
that for the December issue.
Yes. Did I say November?
You said November.
Okay.
The December issue is the one the ad tells exactly what the prices are and the services that I currently have. And once I start taking classes again, because every 2 years you have to have 24 CEUs, continuing education units.
Mm-hmm.
So probably one of the first classes I'm going to look for is lymphatic drainage. And I believe if once I get that, I will probably be the only one in Bond County that is certified in that, as far as I know. You know, others may have taken a class or hit on it in a class, but as far as I know, nobody else is certified in it.
And then you also have training to help cancer patients.
Yes. That was actually by invitation only while I was in school. You know, they invited certain students to take that extra training and work in their cancer clinic. Mm-hmm. So I was one of those that was chosen, and it was I was a chosen one. It was a very interesting experience, and it was sometimes heartbreaking.
I bet.
A little bit.
Sure.
But it was good. It was a good experience.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know my brother owns the Sunshine House health food store with his wife, Deb, and he was saying that when you talk about heartbreaking and rewarding, people that he will, that are his customers, that he's gotten to know that will have a major disease that they're working with, and sometimes cancer is that issue. And so it's heartbreaking to see them struggle through that whole thing and hurt and ache. And sometimes the results aren't what you want.
Right.
And, you know, a customer will pass away and it breaks his heart. Sometimes he gets to see the rewards of the change in their diet and nutrition and whole approach to living, help them make that leap into health. And
right.
Boy, that's a reward. So yeah. You see that, like you say, with your patients that are suffering.
Yeah, you do see that. Mm-hmm. And I even see that even just regular clients. You know, they'll come in and they hurt. And, you know, when they first stand up, they don't know for sure if they feel a whole lot better or a little bit better. But, you know, if I ask them, even when they first come in, what's your pain level on a scale of 1 to 10? And they'll say, well, it's like a 6. But then I'll ask them at the end, it's like, well, what number would you give your pain level right now? And they'll say, well, 2. It's like, well, then we've dropped it 4 points in an hour. You know, we can't fix you, but we can help, you know, and so a drop in 4, you know, by 4 points
is
on your own personal scale, that's a good change.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I have had the personal experience of going in hurting so damn bad that I could cry and coming out not.
Right.
And it's just, yeah, if you can get a massage, do it. That's the advice, period. Just do it. And, you know, there's the other thing. I would like to report to male people people of the male gender out there that go get a massage. Roxanne's practice is very modest. I mean, modesty is 100%, you know, respected everywhere. So put your big boy pants on and go get a massage.
Yeah.
Well, out of curiosity, this makes me wonder, do you have more women come than men, or is it about equal?
It's about equal right now.
I think that's probably changed, don't you, Don, in the sense that...
probably has over the years.
I am aware that there is one massage therapist in town that will only take female clients, which is kind of a shame because you've deleted half of your...
Yeah, you knocked out half your potential.
You know, potential client base, but you've also, you know, put half the population into, well, too bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't think that that's what her intent is. I know it's not her intent, but, you know... it's too bad because I'm right about 50-50 on male and female.
Mm-hmm. Well, as long as we finally got the ad and I got the right issue in my mind, why don't you let people know kind of what they can expect as far as your services?
Okay, so the services I currently have are Swedish and relaxing massage. Swedish is what everybody just knows as massage. You know, the rubbing, the pounding with the karate chops, the kneading, all that. Myofascial release, which is really more of a focus on the fascia in the body, and it's a kind of a deep tissue type of thing, but it's not painful. I might drop an elbow in you, but I usually don't. Deep touch, which my teacher at school always called that deep tissue with compassion. And then pressure points, which is based on the idea of acupressure. And so there are just certain points that I just press on those points, and it can help with release. And it's just mere seconds on each point. It's not like a whole massage is just that. Sports massage, which is a little more of the stretching and the more invigorating type of thing. And I don't do a lot of that, you know, just because I don't have people coming in that's getting ready for an event.
Mm-hmm.
But I have done the hip rotation routine on people, and they have found a lot of relief in their lower back. Mm-hmm. And that takes a good half hour just to do that. Then I also do Reiki, which I've done Reiki for many years. Mm-hmm. And so my prices on everything, most everything is basically a dollar a minute, $30 mm-hmm. for a half an hour, $60 for an hour, or $60 for an hour, yeah. But if they want the sports massage or the deep tissue, really deep tissue, it is $5 extra, $10 extra for an hour, because that is a lot of work for me. You know, you don't know how hard I work on some of those. You know, when I'm done, it's like, oh, I need a massage. Yeah. And then I do also do foot massage. Yeah, like, you know, sometimes people, yes, you know, sometimes people just want their feet massaged. So a half an hour foot, and it goes up to the leg, up to the knee. And then for a few extra bucks, they can have a sugar scrub on their feet and, you know, essential oils and all that.
Really, go away feeling really good.
Go away feeling good. So that's my services and my general price range.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
By the way, my house being large and
inviting
is also the reason why it's become the new location for the monthly meeting of the Bond County Libertarian group.
Bond Fayette County Libertarians.
Right, yes.
Although we don't have any Fayetters come over, but we've got to get those added to the group.
And you want to tell whenever the next meeting is?
Yeah, normally we meet the third Thursday of every month, but we are meeting this time the second Tuesday. So that's December the 13th. And right. You were going to be out of town, I believe. So we thought, well, we're going to go ahead and bump that up a couple of days. So anyone that's interested in libertarianism, we know that Bond County was really had a healthy percentage of voters that voted for Gary Johnson, the libertarian presidential candidate, and our other candidates that ran. And so, you know, if they're interested in what libertarianism is, or you cast your vote just because you were disgusted with Republicans and Democrats, that opportunity to come and talk with other libertarians or libertarian-leaning folks exists.
Right. Because, you know, after all, Bell and Jack, they're actually anarchists, and they come. and this, we usually have a good time, too. And, you know, there might be a refreshment here and there, but it's kind of a bring your own along if you want something other than tea.
That's right. Right. And we had two new people come join us last month, and they were young folks. It's always good to see a wide range of age and interest come together around that table as we talk politics. Right. And so anyway, folks, if you want to find out more about libertarianism, if you want to find out more about what our chapter does here locally, come join us at Roxanne's, 403
East College,
and that is December the 13th, Tuesday night. It starts at 7, and we go till we can't talk politics anymore.
Exactly. Well, we are just about out of time.
Well, let's talk real quick then and remind everybody the time and the date and everything on the T-by-2 party.
The T-by-2 party, the holiday tea party, December 10th from 10 till 2. It's come and go as you please.
And we'll have
at 403 East College at Terra Mater Massage and Botanicals.
That was my next suggestion was
in Greenville.
In Greenville,
right? And for folks,
Elman College in Greenville.
College, if you
can, yes. Right? If you can program your GPS to Elman College in Greenville, you've got her made.
Right,
and you'll see the signs.
Yeah,
and there's a White House. It's the only White House on a corner.
That's right. And just roll down your window at this point. You will be smelling the teas.
Yes,
as they
especially the Seasons of Wonder tea.
Yeah, cold as it is, it'll still waft in.
It's really good. I wanted to tell people. Every month we take a picture. You take a picture of the teas and you send it to me. We put them in the magazine. And that's been fun, too, because you really stage them according to, you know, if there's a certain image we want to include. Sometimes they have owls. Sometimes they have turtles. Sometimes they had the moon. It depends on what the tea was. Well, this month you had them all packaged and your cute little jacket jumped up onto the table, your kitty cat.
I did. I had a wreath on the table and I was, you know, decorating a wreath. And so I thought, oh, well, I'll be cute, you know, Christmas decoration. And he hopped right up in there.
He did. And we didn't have space to include him. I had to crop that picture without Jack, and so
but they can see it on Facebook.
They can. And right. If they come to the event, they can meet Jack.
They'll meet Jack.
That's right. He's a cool cat. Yeah. And Belle will be there.
Belle will be there. I will probably try to keep them back in the bedroom most of the time, but I'll let them kind of greet people if they really want to.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Well, I do want to remind folks, too, that we are sponsored by KNR Wireless of Effingham, Illinois, and 1207 Network Center Drive in Effingham. Nathan Dothager provides wireless internet service to places over yonder in Effingham County, Dietrich, Hartville, Teutopolis, Siegel, Shumway, and Lilyville. So contact KNR Wireless for your wireless internet needs at knrwireless.net.
And if you missed last week's episode, you can still hear that if you want to catch the 200th episode, which Roxanne was a guest on. And our guest next week is Kathy Schultz. She was at our 200th episode. Yeah. So you can always find that at owlcreekradio.podomatic.com.
Right here where y'all are right now.
That's right. So anyway, thanks for joining us, Roxanne.
It was my pleasure.
Have a good time today at your
big event.
Be careful. It could be snowy and wet and ugly out there.
I'm not driving.
Well, good for you. Yeah. All right. Y'all take care now. Bye-bye.
Good night.